When we take text and align it different ways, our documents become cleaner and easier to read. We can align text in a number of ways, from using our tab key to line up individual lines, indents for whole paragraphs, and margins for large pieces of a document. So let's open a file and we'll try adjusting our margins. Again, we can perform this task in a variety of ways. But first we'll open up a file from our Formatting Paragraphs folder, and we're going to select Dental Flyer 2. So let's open that file. Now, unless we've changed our preferences, the default margins in a Word document are 1 inch for the top and bottom and 1 1/4 inches for the left and right margins. Now, a margin, in case you didn't know, is the space between your text and the edge of the paper. Now, if we wanted to change our margins using the ruler, we need to be in a different view than what I'm in right now, which is the normal view. So down here, if we go to our View buttons and we click on Print Layout View, there we can see our ruler now down the left and our ruler across the top, and markers that allow us to adjust our margins right from there. So let's make a margin change. We're going to move our margins in from the left and the right by about 1/2 inch. And we're going to do it right up here on our horizontal ruler. As you hover over some of these markers, tooltips tell us that this is the left indent, the hanging indent marker, and there's the first line indent. And right up here, when I see the double arrow appear, I have my left margin marker. I can simply click and drag now. I'm going to drag in about 1/2 inch and release. And I'm going to do the same thing on the right hand side. I'm going to go over to my margin marker. The double arrow appears. And I'm going to move my right margin in about 1/2 inch as well. So already my document looks a lot different, and all I've done is I've changed the left and right margins. Now let's try making margin changes from our margins dialog box, and we access that from the File menu. So we'll move up to File, and we'll go down to Page Setup. Click Page Setup, and by default I'm looking at my Margins tab here in the Page Setup dialog box. And you can see that my top and bottom margins are indeed 1 inch. I've changed my left and right margins by about 1/4 inch, 1/2 inch to 1.75 on both sides. And I'm going to change those now by moving inside the box, clicking and dragging over what's there, and typing exactly what it is I want. So let's type in 1.5, and I'm going to move over to my right margin, select that text, and type right over it 1.5. Now, other options include gutter and gutter position, and by the way, if you're creating documents that are going to be turned into booklets or pamphlets that have binding, you may want to adjust the gutter. This is an area that's reserved for books that are going to be bound, for example, down the middle. You don't want things like staples and binding to interfere with your actual text, so you can increase the gutter amount. Default set at 0 inches. Other options from our Margins tab include orientation. Currently our document is an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and it's portrait orientation. You can see it's selected by that blue border. Landscape would mean turning the paper on its side, and that gives us an 11 by 8.5 inch piece of paper by default, and here we can see the preview of what our portrait looks like with our current margin settings. So we click OK, and our margins are set back to 1.5 inches on the left and the right. Hyphenation is another way of making your text layout look a little cleaner and sharper. Whenever you get jagged lines down the right side of a document, it could be a good time to turn on hyphenation. And this can be done for an entire document, or it can be done just line by line as we search through lines and hyphenate them on the fly. So let's work with our document right now. If we look at this first paragraph, you can see over here on the right hand side that I got a bit of a jagged edge here. What we're going to do to turn hyphenation on is go up to our Tools menu. We're going to move down to Language, because this is a language tool. And hyphenation on the submenu is the last option, so let's give it a click. The hyphenation dialog box appears, and you can see that we are not automatically hyphenating our documents. This checkbox is not selected. So when we turn that on, we now have options for the hyphenation zone. So as we move in about 1/4 inch from our right margin, that's the zone for hyphenating. And we're not going to limit our hyphens to any number of consecutive hyphens. When we click OK, automatically hyphens are placed where they should be used. And look at that jagged edge here in our first paragraph. It's kind of disappeared. And that's because we've got a hyphenation here in the word permanently. And there are maybe others down here, for example, in this last paragraph where hyphens have shown up. So that's an example where we just say Word, go ahead and do your thing, and it just searches through our whole document and hyphenates where it should. Another option is something called manual hyphenation, where Word searches for text to hyphenate and then asks you to confirm each one as it proposes it. So when you say yes, it then inserts the optional hyphen. So keep in mind, if you later edit the document and change line breaks, Word displays and points only the optional hyphens that still fall at the end of lines. Word doesn't re-hyphenate the document for you. So let's see how that works. We'll go back up to Tools, and we'll go down to Language and Hyphenation. We'll turn off Automatically Hyphenate the Document, and we'll click the Manual button to see what kind of options we have. So automatically it's stopped at the word permanently. We can say yes, go ahead and hyphenate that, or if we don't want it hyphenated, we could say no. But yeah, that looks like a good one to hyphenate. And there's another example of a word that's being hyphenated permanent. If we say no, hyphenation is complete. We say OK, and you'll notice that we do have the word hyphenated here where we said yes. And let's just scroll down to the bottom of our document to see that we do not have hyphenation turned on for this word permanent that was previously hyphenated. So we have the option of letting Word do it for us, or we can do it manually, having Word stop at each occasion and asking us if we should hyphenate or not. It's totally up to us.